my fucking neck cost like four bricks. Ain't no way that I be talking on that strap, don't make no sense. He a $1 million nigga, but be posted in the bricks. It make no sense, yeah. It make no sense, no. It make no sense, yeah, yeah. Make no sense, yeah. Make no sense, no. Make no sense, eh, eh, young boy. Make no sense, no. It make no sense, yeah. I can hit it, I can whip it, I can bang it, I can stash it, I can trap out like a motherfucker. Hey, you know me, bitch, I just bought another.
Man, welcome back to another episode of Dumpster Juice Radio, the NBA Sports Talk, man. We got a couple knuckleheads in here, man. We got a Saints fan in here.
Oh, yeah.
Got that god-doggone New England Patriot fan in here. Man, they just, you know, they're a little nervous on the mic, man. We're going to break them in, though, man. We ain't here going to have this show right now. We're watching Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College take on Lackawanna, Pennsylvania. For the national championship, we're going to beat the break out of these boys. What y'all think, man?
Oh, yeah, man.
We got to have these boys, man. They don't play no ball up north.
Got to rep the South, man.
They don't play no ball up north, man. But, man, while I got y'all in here, man, college football playoffs, man. We all watch college football. Alabama let us down. They out of it this year. Who going to win? Who takes it? Number one is Ohio State, followed by LSU, then Clemson. Georgia's there right now, but Georgia got to fight that bear this weekend in Atlanta. They got to face LSU, so... Georgia's probably going to get knocked off. I want Georgia to win that game so we have two SEC teams in it and they can knock off the other two teams and then play each other for the championship, but that probably ain't going to happen. So, what y'all think, man? LSU takes it? Clemson takes it?
I'm riding with LSU, man.
I like LSU.
LSU.
I think Clemson.
And by the way, got John Lee in there, Saints fan.
Oh, yeah.
Got Chris Walker, a.k.a. Kojak, a.k.a. I got a split finger, but he can't get Dez out with it. He in here. Patriot fan. So, who you think gonna take the championship, Coach?
I think Clemson.
Clemson, I'm with you, man. They're the defending champs. They undefeated. Ain't nobody talking about them. Why are we sleeping on Clemson?
Ain't nobody sleeping on them. I just think LSU a better team.
I think LSU is the best team in it if everything goes well.
It's gonna be a good match. I just hope they play in the finals.
LSU. I don't want to get knocked off.
Clemson.
And what's your thing about seeding? We talked about it before. I want LSU to get the number one seed so they don't have to face Clemson first.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So that's what's going to matter.
And it sounds like we all, on the low, respect Clemson.
Yeah, I respect them because they won it last year.
Yeah, they're the defending champs.
So you got to
respect them. You got to beat the champ. Until then, they're the champs, right? Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Won't apply in the NBA because Toronto is not going to be who they were last year.
I mean, who says that?
And the Super Bowl champ from last year is not who they are, but you're right.
Yeah. Well, who says Toronto ain't gonna be good?
They like play the game. Well, I know Perk just got a 3-and-out.
You must ain't looked at their record.
They good. Oh, see, I can start. But the Lakers are the best team in the league by far.
Nah, we don't want you talking about the Lakers.
LeBron James is.
We don't want nobody trying to jinx no Lakers.
The Lakers done fell off.
Oh my God. No. Perk gets a 3-and-out and then gets a shake. Gets the ball on the 42-yard line, the plus side of the field. Let's get this national championship, Perk.
Bring that thing home.
Let's bring that thing on back to Perk, man. New road coming in. Y'all can drive on a new road when y'all come back.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Okay, hold up, man. Perk got a quarterback that ain't lost since he been in junior high.
Man.
He undersized. He ain't getting recruited.
Yeah, they see.
But all he do is win, man. He straight up BJ Cap.
We finna see what he made.
Let's see what he made of, man. Oh, yeah. Pound he boy, man.
Short field, yeah.
But anyway, man, tonight, well, I got these two guests in here. I got this Saints fan, this Patriots fan. We got a big matchup tonight, man. I'm going to call tonight's game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears. I'm going to call it How the NFC East Was Lost. What you reckon, B.A.?
Yeah. I think
that's Andrew Brown.
It might be the straw that break the camel's back tonight.
Andrew Brown. Man, get a wife to cold to the safe. Get a wife to cold to the safe and turn all your guns over to him, man. Because after the night, he's going to be a hostile little individual. You undersized already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So listen, Andrew, don't do nothing crazy, man. Lamont, you a Cowboy fan, but you know, you like to laugh. You ain't really know. You ain't into it like that. You just claim to be a Cowboy fan. I'm hating on you. I'm just ruffling the feathers right now. Everybody in social that's a Cowboy fan. Everybody out there here. Sherman, all them other Joneses, Big Shoe, all the people that's a Cowboy fan. Man, listen.
Man.
Go make sure your paperwork done is right on your wheel tonight because
this
man threw an interception, y'all. Lord have mercy. God.
Ain't nobody recruiting.
Come on, Perk. Threw a pick. Hey, this thing got to move the ball. Oh, no, it's tip, wasn't it?
No, he throwed it behind him.
And what happened to his arm, though? Why the ball come out like that? But anyway,
pressure.
Tonight's game is how the NFC East was lost.
2017
Bears. 21-17
Bears.
I'm rolling with the Bears now.
Give me a score. It's Dallas minus 3. Give me a score. 21-17. He says 2017.
2017.
I say 21-17. John Lee, Saints fan, says.
Hey, you know, like I say, I'm going to blow out. Chicago Bears going to blow out.
Y'all heard it here first. He's a Saints fan. He takes every opportunity.
3-2 Bears.
Saints fan takes every opportunity to dog y'all Cowboys.
No. That's not sorry to you.
Chris Walker, the Patriot fan. Listen, you got a Patriot fan here. Kojak says. Kojak says 3-2 Bears.
Knocked out, man. The worst way, though.
Hey, they made me throw up all my turkey, man. Last week. He told my shit.
Hold on. You took the Cowboys to Buffalo?
I took the Cowboys, man.
Oh, man. He told my shit. You know better than that.
I wouldn't even be telling nobody that one. Man. You know what's going to happen, man.
Why did you do that, man?
Stink!
Golly, and just to bounce off of that, man, you took them against Buffalo. I'm going to go ahead and say it right now on the record. This is not a popular choice, but Buffalo going to knock out Baltimore.
Oh, I think that too.
Buffalo's going to knock out Baltimore.
Now you putting the card ahead of them. Now you doing too much right now.
Buffalo is like Buffalo. Listen, Buffalo, they playing in Buffalo.
Buffalo, I like Buffalo, but not like that much. Hey, I don't like them that
much. Hey, Dez, I'm with you on that. I can't lean that way too,
man. Listen, man.
I like Buffalo.
Well, y'all take y'all shots in the dark, man. I'm over here with a light in. Y'all can take y'all shots in the dark. I'm just over saying, here with a light in.
Hey, just before we get to the other games, man, real quick. Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, like I told you earlier, man, off air. He turns the ball over more than Trubisky. As bad as Trubisky's talking, he's playing. Everybody wants him.
That's saying a lot.
He's got 11 picks. Trubisky has 7. Yeah. Guys, he's turning the ball over at a higher rate than Mitch Trubisky. Yeah, and then the Cowboys defense is not producing turnovers. So if Trubisky doesn't turn the ball over tonight, which I think this is a Super Bowl for Trubisky and Nagy, don't you think, B.A.? Mm-hmm. They got to win this game. This is a primetime game.
But again, what?
Same thing for Cowboys.
There you go.
Same thing.
That's a two-way street.
Same thing.
Somebody make it up, man. Listen. If the Bears win tonight, Jerry Jones might be firing somebody in the morning.
Tonight.
It might be Black Friday. All over.
Still Black Monday. It's Black Friday. The sale has been extended.
I'm telling you, if
the Cowboys lose tonight,
I'm telling
you. If you're a Cowboy fan, you can't even show your face. You got to call out tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's over with for you. You are 6-7 if you lose. You're 6-7 if you lose.
But 7-9 gonna win the division. That's what I'm thinking. 8-8, 7-9 gonna win the division.
It's kind of embarrassing with that division.
Yeah, that's something.
Whoever wins that division, this is something the NFL is changing. Just because you win a division don't mean you get a home playoff game.
Yeah, well, then why even have a division?
It should be based, the division should get you in the playoffs, but the home game should be based on how you play during the season. So if a team has a better record, there's no way they should travel to you for a home game. There's no way.
Well, yeah, but...
Don't make no sense. But Dallas Cowboys, let me remind y'all before we get on too much of a tangent with y'all, get y'all out of the way. Y'all opened the season with my co-host, my best friend B.A. said that y'all look like y'all in mid-season form. This is what he kept saying for 3 weeks. They beat the Giants 35-17, the Redskins 31-21, and the Dolphins 31-6. B.A. said they were mid-season form. Everybody else had them in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
What has the Giants done this year? What have the Giants done? Nothing. What have the Redskins done? Less than nothing. And then what have the Dolphins done?
Nothing.
Then they ran to the Saints. And they lost to the Saints. And we dogged them out. They only lost 12-10.
I admit it. We was bamboozled.
You said the check-in tonight was going to be on for the Saints after this game. Saints beat them 12-10. But guess what?
Full field though.
I seriously look at, before I even say that, then they played the Packers. Packers put 34 on them. Beat them. Then they played the Jets. Sam Darnold beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they played the Eagles. Blew the Eagles out. Eagles, sorry. Then they played the Giants. Blew the Giants out. Giants, sorry. Guess what? Ran to the Vikings. Guess what happened?
Shit.
Popped.
Beat them. Then they played the Lions. And guess what happened? Barely hung on against the Lions. Then they played a good Buffalo Bills team. Guess what happened? Beat them.
They lost against the Patriots.
No, they didn't play the Patriots.
Yeah, they Cowboys did.
No, Cowboys haven't played the Patriots. No, they did. They lost 13 now. I'm sorry. 13. I'm my bad. Nice. I'm going to tell the Saints, man. Everybody go crazy over, man. Got
yeah,
a new member in the Yeah. At the episode, man, this is a live taping right here. Got the little man in here, Christian, man. Listen. College football, who wins the national championship? LSU, Auburn, Georgia, Ohio State, Utah. Who you got winning the national championship?
You say Clemson?
Yeah.
Yeah, Clemson.
Clemson, okay. He riding with Dabo.
Clemson.
He riding with Dabo. What's your favorite NFL team? By the way, this is Christian. This is Kojak's son in here. Ken Fox in here. Who's your NFL team?
Seahawks.
Seahawks. But he ride around with his daddy every day, and his daddy got a wallet with the Patriots sign on.
Come on.
The son need to throw the daddy out the truck.
His son probably bought it for him.
The son need to throw the daddy out the truck is what need to happen. Don't you let your daddy be a Patriot fan, man.
Man, man.
Stop it.
You got to ride with the big dogs, man.
Christian, part of our youth movement, man, we got to get this baseball back in the black community, man. So it starts with the youth right there. And this is a guy that's ate up with it. His daddy loved baseball, his daddy couldn't play worth a damn. So now we got the son, and we got a chance. We got some athleticism in the son. His son ain't walking around with a set of drumsticks every day like his daddy used to. Wanting to just knock on the fence, beat on the bucket. Yeah. I like, look at this beat. I'm talking about he supposed to be in the pep rally, playing the pep rally songs. He ended up playing Jermaine Dupri and the Brat, So-So Del, Funk the Five. That's why he got in trouble at school, playing that. Doing it in the gym when he probably be playing the fight song.
Yeah, I got blackballed in Stone High School.
Hey, I know you don't know this, but I'm telling you the truth about what happened with Dad.
He
bad,
man.
That really happened.
Man.
That really happened, man. So, a Seahawks fan riding around with his daddy with a Patriot wallet in his pocket. Hey, man, if y'all ever get under 15 miles an hour, kick your daddy out the truck. Kick him out the truck. Simple as that, man. The Cowboys, though, man, if they lose tonight, B.A., it's over with. All the way. Yeah. There's no coming back. If the Cowboys lose tonight, they won't make the playoffs, they won't make the division, and Jerry Jones has to fire somebody, including himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be trouble.
The first person he got to fire is himself, man.
Man,
it's so much pressure to play for the Cowboys. If you're the Cowboys quarterback, a linebacker, a center, everything you do is getting scrutinized by the owner.
Like boy B.A. said, well, them boys in bad shape now.
Listen, the Saints really have a chance. They in the thick of it with the Super Bowl run, playoffs, and all that stuff. They're going to have a home playoff game.
Oh,
who
yeah.
owns the Saints? The Bensons, right? The family after the old man died, right?
Oh, yeah. That's on.
How many interviews do you hear from them every day?
Not one.
Why Jerry Jones on SportsCenter more than Odell Beckham?
That's a
it's Jones, man.
Who the 66 going to come out there?
Lord. Them boys are crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. All
right, man. Perk got the ball back. All right, man. Going to the week for the NFL. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers -3 hosting the Colts. I like the Bucs, man. I like what they're doing right now.
I like the Bucs. I think the Colts in a free fall.
And I need the Colts knocked off. I need the Bucs to help my Titans out. Knock the Bucs off.
They don't
knock
the Titans off. Already don't fell off.
Yeah, Titans ain't going to do nothing, man. Speaking of next game, well, in that game, it's -3 Buccaneers. I like the Buccaneers big in that game. I say 35-21 Buccaneers. James is going to put up on it.
I say 30-24.
Buccaneers?
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans -2.5 at the Oakland Raiders last game at the Coliseum.
Who?
Tennessee Titans -2.5 at the Raiders.
I'm going to say y'all will beat them.
Oh, the jinx is on, y'all.
I like
the jinx is on. I like the Raiders in that game. I like Derek Carr. I like John Gruden. I like everything about the Oakland Raiders organization and that thing. So I think it's going to be a blowout for Oakland. I'm going to go 40-10 Oakland.
And I'm going to go 45-10 Titans.
This dude here, man. Why you doing that, man? Why be that way?
What you mean?
Why you being like that, man?
No, I really like y'all in that game. Raiders ain't showed me nothing, man.
A blowout for the Titans?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Blowout.
I don't want to say it, but that's what's going to happen.
He's just doing that to jinx us, but it's a
blowout. No, I've been picking against y'all every week.
So you're trying to jinx us this week?
No, I'm
but either way, I got the Raiders winning that game 45-10. All
right.
Just blow out. Titans can't do nothing. Titans can't play dead, man. They sorry. They're terrible. Carolina Panthers at the Falcons. Falcons -3. Boy, this is a – you talking about the dumpster juice bowl.
Yeah, I don't know what the
– if you bet this game, you're dumb.
I'm going to say Carolina 9-6.
Panthers 9-6.
Yeah.
Man, as bad as Carolina's playing, and the way the Falcons are playing, I think the Falcons are playing a little bit better. I'm going to go 10-9 Falcons.
that's about right.
10-9 Falcons, man. Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills. This is my game, my upset of the week. I got the Buffalo Bills plus 5.5 against the Ravens. I'm going to go Buffalo. I'm going to say Buffalo wins this game 21-20. Buffalo.
I'm going to say.
Not because I think Buffalo's better than.
I'm going to say Ravens 24-21.
Ravens is one, eight in a row. I think it's just time.
Ravens 21-24. Buffalo with the cover.
21-20. Buffalo with the win and the cover. Cincinnati Bengals at the Browns. Browns minus 7.5. I'm going to take the points. No, I'm not. I just can't trust the week, the Bengals. I got to see them 2 weeks. The Browns lost. They got to win. They got to bounce back. I don't give them the cover. I'm going to go Browns 24, Bengals 20.
This is my upset of the week.
Cincinnati?
Andy Dalton. You know, he back started.
He is back. So you taking a 7.5?
Yeah.
Outright win or just a cover?
Outright win.
Give me a score.
21-17.
21-17 Bengals, you heard it here. I said Browns win, but don't cover. BA says the Bengals win outright. Washington Redskins at the Packers. Packers minus 12.5. I think the Packers do that. I think they wrap it.
Yeah.
They, like you said, they love a soft team.
Yeah.
That finesse team Green Bay has. Denise Evans, Kenyon Farrell, y'all hear me? I'm just repeating what BA said. Don't be mad at me. BA called y'all a finesse team.
Yeah, that finesse team.
I happen to agree, but I didn't say it. So 12.5 points, no biggie. I think Aaron Rodgers puts 35 on them. 35-17.
Yeah, I'm going to go 30-17.
Houston Texans host the Broncos. Texans minus 9. I think they win that game 28-14. I give them that
game. I like the Texans to win, but the Broncos to cover.
To cover? Give me a score.
21-24.
21-24. Texans win, Broncos cover. Broncos, I'll take a knockoff. I'll take y'all knockoff. We need Texans knockoff. But Texans will get knocked off against the Patriots, and they fooled everybody. By the way, Mississippi Gulf Coast on the board. 7-9, Gulf Coast Bulldogs. Detroit Lions at the Vikings. Vikings minus 13. That's a big number, man. I don't know. Detroit, I don't trust Detroit, but golly, 13?
Yeah,
I'm taking Detroit with a. I'm going to give Vikings a 10-point win. I'm going to go 28.
I like the Lions cover.
I'm going to go 28-20. Vikings, but the Lions cover.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say 24-17.
24-17. Vikings, but the Lions with the cover.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that. San Francisco, let's talk about that game last, actually. The New York Jets and Sam Darnold host the Miami Dolphins. Minus 5, I call upset. I think the Dolphins beat the Jets.
But is that an upset?
Well, in the grand scheme of things, no, it's really not. It's two toilet bowl teams, but.
Yeah, it's not an upset.
The loss looks worse for the Jets than it does for the Dolphins. We both
not
agree
really.
On that. If the Dolphins lose, the Dolphins lost.
Dolphins,
if the Jets lose.
Dolphins just beat the Eagles last week.
So no matter what they do this week, it's okay, huh?
No.
What you saying?
I'm saying the Dolphins.
The Dolphins supposed to win this game.
The Dolphins supposed to win this game.
I follow you now.
It's an upset that way.
Yeah. And the Jets just got blasted by the Bengals.
Right.
Man, so give me the Dolphins 24-21 over the Jets. I'm taking the 5.5, plus 5.5.
I'm taking the plus 5.5, and I'm going to say Dolphins win outright. I'm going to say 17-14.
17-14 Dolphins. We both take the Dolphins in that game. The L.A. Superchargers against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh,
Chargers let me down every week, man. But
they are the hardest team to pick.
They
are, always ever have been.
But listen.
Phillip Rivers is not that dude, man.
And I'll take him in Tennessee, but he's just not for the Chargers right now. And this game right here is an ugly game. It's in Jacksonville. I'm going to take Phillip Rivers in that warm weather down in Jacksonville and Melvin Gordon versus Minshew and some guy named Fournette, who I don't even know who he is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that running back?
I don't know. He needs to be in Pittsburgh.
How can a top four pick not? Like, it's like he's not even playing in the league.
He shouldn't be. Yeah.
Them 30 yards he gets every Sunday are meaningless, man. Go somewhere else, man.
Yeah, he
did he mess his money up?
Oh,
is his career messed up? He can't demand nothing yet. He's not a hot. Nobody is checking for him. If he was cut today, he'd get signed, but nobody's going to break the bank to go get him.
No.
So, I'm taking the Chargers 21-14.
And I'm going to probably go with the Chargers, but it's going to be a lot closer. I'm going to say 28-24.
Arizona Cardinals hosting the Steelers. Steelers minus 2.5 in Arizona. I like the Cardinals in this game, 17-14. I don't think that Duck can win 2 in a row. And I don't think Cardinals will play as bad as they played last week. I think Kyler Murray bounces back. I think Pittsburgh has the advantage on defense, but I think the Cardinals have the advantage on offense. I think that's going to be a difference. If they score enough points, you guys don't score. I'm taking 17-14 Cardinals over the Steelers.
And I like the Pittsburgh Steelers 24-17 over the Cardinals.
How do you win that game? What's your keys? Since that's your team, how do y'all win that game?
Defense, turnovers, just scrappy game. We're going to win. Duck won't throw 2 touchdowns, though.
Okay.
And then the rest going to be on defense.
Just going to do enough to get by.
Do enough to get
like y'all been doing pretty much all season.
Scrap.
Kansas City Chiefs at the Patriots. Patriots -3.
And Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
Outright.
I'm taking the Chiefs. 28-21 Chiefs for me.
35-21 Chiefs.
A little beatdown. Lightweight beatdown.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Lightweight beatdown. Show me that.
Seattle Seahawks at the Rams.
Upset.
It'll be a good game. I think the Rams have to win.
Rams going
to
win.
They have to win this game.
This is their nemesis.
They have to win.
All the years, Russell Wilson have problems with the D-boy. And I'm going to say 24-21 Rams.
I'm going to go a little higher score. I'm going to go 35. I'm going to say 35-31 Rams.
Good.
I'm going to go high score.
It's going to be high score, though.
My game that should have been flexed into the night game, why is the NFL, if you got the chance to do flex scheduling, why are the 49ers and Saints playing at noon? What's the NFL doing? You said the NFL hadn't adjusted to the 49ers being good. What's the problem this week?
They ain't still ain't adjusted.
Yeah, they playing. The Saints and the 49ers are playing in the dome at noon.
Yeah. I
know. That's embarrassing, man.
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
That's crazy. Embarrassing. Saints -2.5. I think the 49ers walk in here and annihilate the Saints.
I say the 49ers gonna pop them ducks.
There's no way the Saints can move the ball.
They're like the old Mario Duck Hunt when you put the gun up to the screen.
Easy kill.
Easy kill. You know how you used to cheat?
Yeah. Ain't that, shooting them, just pressing on them.
Yeah, pressing on them. That's how they gonna beat the Saints.
Saints -2.5. You get 3 points for being at home, don't you? 2.5.
Yeah, but they gonna win outright. 49ers, damn.
Man, listen.
49ers ain't going to need none of them points.
49ers 28, Saints 24.
That's it. That's a good pick for me. Same pick.
28-24.
That's what I'm going with. Right in that area.
And that's it, man. Just a little basketball talk to wrap it up, man. Short show today. Just want to get that out the way. You know, you've been sick under the weather. You know what I'm saying? Had too much turkey for Thanksgiving. Cowboys upset your stomach. I get it, man. But basketball. LeBron James and your Lakers, man.
What about him?
I mean, taking the shoes off in the third quarter, throwing them in the stands. He don't need them no more.
No, we signed him and gave him to some kids.
Yeah, signed him, gave him to some kids, running on the court, doing sliding. Plays, sliding around on the side. They have fun, they're balling.
It's having fun.
I like to see that, man. And why do they make a big deal about that? I like to see it.
Because it's LeBron is doing it.
The man having fun. It's a blowout.
It's LeBron doing it.
He got the monkey off his back. He can't win in Utah. He went out there and blew Utah out. So why not celebrate a little bit? Have a little fun with it.
Yeah.
And make a big deal. Did he cross the line? That's not even a story, is it?
No.
Not even a story, man. The guy that said that Lamar Jackson could do ball fakes real good at quarterback because he's dark-skinned. Oh, what's wrong with the guy?
Man, that dude crazy.
I ain't offended by it because I'm used to stupidity like that, but it's like what he said really in the grand scheme of things in light of all the stuff that's going on, racial tensions and all that stuff, what he said didn't bother me that way, but it shouldn't have been said. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, this is what we're facing, man. That is what we're facing. Pittsburgh. I don't understand it, man. Mike Tomlin, should he get a 10-year extension?
Man, Mike Tomlin said,
Should he get a 10-year extension?
No, yeah.
I mean, why aren't y'all doing that?
He'll get it after this year.
They literally talking about this man was on the hot seat, man.
Y'all was literally talking about that. Nobody want y'all kissing up now.
That's the best coach in the league, man.
Nobody
oh, they tried to run a fake punt, y'all. They tried to run a fake punt, got a free play, and liked to complete it. I think they got perked the jump. But anyway, yeah, we're watching the National Championship. national championship, not Kip. Number two, Lackawanna, Pennsylvania against number one, Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. I need to take a picture of that because you're not going to see Gulf Coast Community College on your TV that often, right? But anyway, we out.
Ain't got too much, I got that shit that make them tweak like down. Can't be in front to try too much, the world know who I am. This shit ain't sweet, who close to me, I see them hate like damn. All I know, get the money, still gon' be the one to slam. Like nigga, 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 bitch, nigga, pop with my Jerry. Fuck the Jerry. I feel like I'm Gucci Mane in 2006. All these diamonds dancing on my fucking neck, cost like 4 bricks. Ain't no way that I be talking on that truck, don't make no sense. He a $1 million nigga, but be posted in the bricks. It make no sense, yeah. It make no sense, no. It make no sense, yeah, yeah. Make no sense, yeah. Make no sense, no. Make no sense, young boy. Make no sense, no. It make no sense, man. Fuck it.